Peya Perik Gimel Mishnah Gimel Hamachlik Bitsolim Lachim Lashuk Makaimi Veshin Lagurim. So machlik means he cuts, he plucks it off, whatever, he separates it. He separates wet onions to the, in other words, it's moist onions, he separates it to sell in the market, and he leaves over dry onions to store. Noisin Peya Elula Atman Ula Elula Atman. So here the Chum agree that they're two separate meanim, they're two separate species. The drier onions that are being stored from the wetter onions that are being sold in the marketplace. V'chein ba'afunin, and same thing with beans. If a person has, if they're moist beans and dry beans, he wants to store the dry beans and sell or eat the other beans, the moist beans, he would give peah separately on each one. V'chein b'kerem, and also with vine, with grapes. Now this is a little bit different than the Tiferes Yisrael experience, because by grapes, even if one was just to eat, so he cuts off grapes to eat them, and then he stores the other grapes for wine, that's the difference. So then they give two separate payas, if one's stored for wine and one's eaten for grapes, or l'chora also sold for grapes, because there's no real other way to store grapes. I think they would just get bad. So the only way to really store grapes is to make it into wine with the vats. Hamedel, noisim min hamishor al mashashir. Medel means to thin it out, meaning so there's, let's say, a lot of grain or produce or whatever, and it's just overlapping and it doesn't have room to breathe, and he needs to be able to space it out. So if he's cutting it only to thin it out, to help it grow, or for the benefit and maintenance of what's growing there, so that which he cuts, he does not even have to give peah on that. Because the Rav explains that that's not called the katsira. Just cutting it to improve what's around it is not called the katsira, what you're taking. So he's nois in min mishar al mashashir. He gives on what is remained from what he made remain, meaning he does not have to give peah on what he cut, rather he just gives on what is left over. V'hamachlik me'achas yad, and if one would separate with one hand, we're going to say the Rav brings down the Rambam, that it means on one side, nosin min hamishor ala kol. So if, in this case, as opposed to the previous cases in the Mishnah where we had onions, and the ones that were moist he sent to sell, and the ones that were dry he kept, so that only applies if it's like scattered around, and he picked from the wet ones and he kept the dry ones. However, in a case where it was specifically on the side and it was in rows and it was distributed from the side, and let's say all the wet ones are all the way on the side and they were lined up, there he actually would give one pay on the whole thing, because that's considered one min, one species, because it's all set up this way. It's only when it's scattered around, it's not.